the first public school in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info from Chapter 30, the first school in this town was taught at the house of Peter Kinder in 1848 and 1849, what is now known as Richwood. This was a subscription school with William Duren as its first teacher. Peter Kinder, a native of Kentucky, came here in 1844 and located on Section 26 in Richland County, where he lived until the time of his death. He was a successful farmer, a good neighbor, and gained a large circle of friends as well as the respect of all people who knew him. In the early days, he was noted as a public benefactor. No one in need ever went to him in vain, and his uniform kindness and feeling for others became almost proverbial. Peter Kinder is more notably known for discovering Eagle Cave. In 1849, Peter Kinder and an Irishman named Murphy was chasing a bear. They had followed the bear tracks in dense snow from the river bottoms up the hill and into the woods to the cave entrance. The entrance hall is rather huge and was an easy access, this according to showcaves.com. The first high school would be held at Sand Prairie. The first school board was elected in Richland County, consisting of J.R. Smith, Thomas Matthews, and Jackson Darnell. In 1848, they took steps to erect a log schoolhouse in Orion. Mr. Darnell started out in search of a teacher and soon employed Mary F. Malamphy, who now is Mrs. Joseph Elliott of Highland in Iowa County. She was to teach and, as complemented, for a three-month term, $23 per month. The schoolhouse was not yet completed, but as it was necessary to commence immediately in order to receive the public money, so Miss Malamphy opened the school and the house of J.R. Smith. In a few weeks, however, the schoolhouse was completed, and the school then had more room. What was the building like, you ask? Well, the new building had seats around the edge of the room, and the desk consisted of boards laid out on pins driven into the wall, so that when the students were writing, they were obliged to face the wall and thus turn their backs on the teacher. The school progressed finely, and the students, who were 25 in number, were greatly benefited by attending. The teacher gave good satisfaction and thus was employed to have a second term in the year 1849.
This Richland County Historical Society History Moment is a key part of the Society's goal to promote and study the appreciation of local history. The Society's newsletter, the Achy Breaky News, is another way the Society is preserving our local history. A visit to richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com is where you can hear all of Ken Thede's History Moments and read past editions of the Achy Breaky News. And you can learn more about becoming a member of the Richland County Historical Society, a gift you give yourself and all those who will follow.